everybody. Welcome to episode something. Episode 16 of not Tactical Crouch. Woo. It's been a week. Spike Drop. We're a competitive Valorant podcast. Kick Tripod here with Yiska and Volumel. We've got a busy week. We've been looking forward to it for a while. A little bit more casual week this week. We've got a brand new agent in Killjoy. We've got a new Ask Valorant blog to kind of sift through. And then the Mandatory Cup starts today. And so we're going to preview what we can going into that. And should be hi, Choji.
Hey, puppy. Yeah, it's actually going on already.
Yeah, it just started noon or something, right?
We can talk about it, but Jesus Christ, these formats.
Yeah, not a fan.
Is the format rough?
Tried round of 32 single elimination, non-best of three. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll watch top four.
No, it's not even the round of 32. It would have to be round of 64.
Yeah, it's most definitely round of 64. I don't know why Liquipedia told me it's round of 32.
Yeah. They just don't have the capability. But yeah, like,
come on, it's
best
hecked.
Of one until round of 16. That means, like, if you think about it, okay, 46, 32, that's at least three games that every, like, even the best team in the world has to play where they can get lucked out on a best of one map, and then they finally get into a best of
one. Yeah, you're basically playing a qualifier to play in the tournament.
You already robbed us of Fabrique in the last two tournaments. Like, can you stop trying to take, like, the G2s from us as well?
Or giving them the chance to just, like, drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Hopefully we can get some, like, standardized events. Like,
so many games. What do you start, like, in Europe? It started at 8 p.m. and you have to play I think three
8
matches.
8 p.m.
Today. Yeah.
What the yeah. It's Europe.
Yeah.
What yeah. the hell? Not like yeah. 4? 8?
Yeah, Jesus. I think 8. Yeah. It's just
come on.
Yeah.
That's a little rough. And this is Ignition Series. Okay. Here.
Yeah.
Riot Games.
Fire.
I like your game. I like Valorant. Valorant is very fun. I enjoy playing it. We'll get to Killjoy. I like the way that she's designed. We'll talk about her abilities.
Interesting.
Can we get some Ignition Series, like, standardization across the board? Like, if you're going to get stamped as an Ignition Series event, can we get, like, a little bit of standardization there? So, like, we have, like...
I'm going to give him a pass. I'm going to give him a pass because it's season one or act one or whatever. Throw some things against the wall. Let people experiment early. See what sticks. You don't have great teams yet. There's a ton of whatever. Like, I don't want to see us married to a bad format for four months.
I mean, I wouldn't be, I'm not mad at that as long as, like, we get something.
I agree, though. Post Ignition Series. So
in the
when
future.
We go to what's the next one called?
I don't know.
I thought they titled it, but whatever. The Act Two series. I hope that we.
I hope that that's it.
Here's an idea to that.
Okay.
Give us the remix to Ignition. Hot and Fred out the kitchen. Never mind.
Oh boy, and that's show,
that's
folks.
A nice
thanks
show.
For tuning in. We'll see you next
stop
week
doing
for episode
that.
17.
stop. Yeah.
No, I hope we do.
On so
no,
many
it
levels.
It sort of okay. Like, I'll give you credit is due. Like, it fits, but like
there you
terrible
go.
Joke.
There you go.
I do hope we get some sort of standardization in the future.
Sure.
I'm happy. We're getting tournaments. I'm happy we're getting teams. We've evolved past, like, the streamer showdown, mess and jargon and things of that nature. So happy about that. This is, like, the next step is, like, okay, let's just decide, like, this is our tournament format that we're going to sanction, and everything else can try and throw spaghetti at the wall and be innovative and try different things. And that's cool. But if you're going to be an Ignition event, you got to have, 16 teams, four groups of four, round robin, top two make it out of each group, double elim weekend. it seems to work everywhere else. I don't see why it wouldn't work here. Boring, maybe, but...
So, yeah. The I will say this, though. I'm really glad that G2 finally signed David P.
Yes, finally.
Yeah.
The boys made it.
About time they get their shit together on that.
Mm. Another one that kind of snuck in.
I was going to be so mad if they let him go.
If he didn't, like, actually, they're like, I don't know, David, we're going to go with the CS guy after you've slogged it through both of these events and, like, actually had a stellar performance at the last event we just won.
Insane.
Like, I would have been kind of depressed.
That is true. That, yeah. Okay, maybe I'm major off on this, but, like, I felt like the prior events before we play was, like...
Mm. You see, I mean, he's not, like, okay, a big player.
Quiet.
Yeah, like, he had, like, a good event, and that's, like, a good showing. Like, this is he has, like, potential to do some things, and that's good. But mostly a quiet support player that fits with the team. I don't know why you've been saying it.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. That's not my issue. I was just reading comments. It's like,
everybody.
This guy's the most consistent guy. Like, I literally read a comment saying, like, he's the most valuable player on that team. I'm just like,
just hard eye roll. Bro. You guys.
Most valuable player on the team? Like, no, I don't know about that, but I don't know. I put him in top two sages in EU, if not the world.
Especially since Scream seems to have departed from the pick.
Yes,
probably not.
In a world where sages are no longer picked, one man stands alone. David P. Yeah. Anyways, that's a long way. Just esports stuff.
Little addition, though, because I think it will be kind of interesting for non-CS people to kind of get a read on this.
So me.
Yiska, could you talk a little bit? Not just you. I think there's a lot of people. I don't actually know a lot of these people, but I think that Yiska might be able to kind of like shed a little bit more light. Could you talk a little bit about Big Clan's entry into Valorant? Gob B. That's a name I recognize from CS, but like a lot of the rest of the German squad, I'm not necessarily familiar with. So if you had any information to depart.
Sure. So I actually haven't looked at the full team, but I can tell you about LXR and Gob B in specifically. And Gob B is most definitely the bigger name. Yeah. So in CS 1.6, there was a time right around, I would say, 2010. IEM was still playing 1.6 at the time. I remember being at these events, both with the ESL qualifier for that event and then also CBIT later. Hmm. And basically right around at that time, like, German CS was, like, at the best they were for a while, but it was still not amazing. And then at CBIT and before that, Mousesports probably for a while became the best team in the world under leadership of Gob B, who used to be, like, in 1.6, an in-game leader that also, on top of strategy, also had pretty sweet fragging. Then moving into CSGO, he never really returned to that individual form, but, like, always created, like, teams with upset potential, let's say, right?
Okay.
Like, if they formed big, moved away from Mousesports, did their own thing. Mm. Now, I mean, big, last I saw, best team in the world based on HLTV rankings. Now, we're playing online CS.
Are they really?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
If I'm not mistaken, let's check real quick.
I mean, regardless.
Yeah.
Just kind of surprising to you.
So, like, Gob B just, like, this game seems to be made for him in terms of how he thinks about the game. But he's also old as dirt, let's be honest. Like, he's I think he's my age.
33.
Yeah. So
he's up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, just kind of another kind of little interesting crossover between the two titles that
it's kind you of want to hear kind something of... fun. Yeah, they're actually number one, by the way, big.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. But My cousin used to play with Alex R on his CS Source team. Yeah. Yeah. Like my cousin is pretty much nuts in every game. I think I'm pretty sure he's Radiant as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he never had the drive to really go pro. So
I'm kind of getting tilted every time you say LXR because that's the common mispronunciation of XLR, the connection. Oh, yeah. And so it's like if somebody says DSP instead of DPS or something like that, or oh yeah, he's my favorite DSP player or whatever, and you're like it's DPS. It's LXR. I'm like,
snaps is firing. They're like, get mad now.
Yeah. Unlucky for in that regard, LXR, he might have had maybe half a year in his career where he was okay, but the rest he was usually dragging. And it's surprising to see him be part of that. I think he was also someone that, and maybe I'm completely misremembering, but moved into a coaching role. And yeah, I mean, maybe Valorant just serves these types of players more. Then again, I think, do we have the full roster?
So the team that's competing for Big Clan in the Mandatory Cup, I don't know if this is completely official. In terms of who they've signed.
Yeah.
But the roster listed is Gabi, Alex R, Aslan, Ultimate, and Zonix.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's actually that was a cutout from so I interviewed Lucker, right? For the WePlay.
Yeah.
And one of the questions I asked was, could you build a very good German, all German team? Because he came from Valorando, and I wanted to see just maybe also a little bit of my own interests, how good Germans are. And he said it's possible. In the back of my mind, I was like, yeah, you could build a team with a full German team, but he wouldn't have Lucker. So it's really not what it could be, right? Very clearly the best best player we have here. He's actually legitimately nuts. But yeah, sort of excited what we could see there in terms of developing. They got some of the Valorando guys, so yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk just a little bit more about Mandatory Cup since we're talking about it right now, and then we can go into the other stuff since we're already there?
Sure.
Let's do that. So Mandatory Cup is going on right now. It's going to be going over the entire weekend. 128 teams overall, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and so...
We're
kind of at the point now where we're going through the round of 32. And that's fun. Things are going along. But basically, all the major European teams are going to be there. You got Party Parrots, or what's... what's left of them. G2, Fish123, Fabricans there. Big, which you just talked about. Prodigy's new team. See how that goes. Ninjas and Pajamas. So basically everyone's there for us.
A who's who.
Should be a good one to watch over the weekend. Teams? I mean, G2, Fish123 are kind of the standouts probably. Maybe a subtle nod to Ninjas and Pajamas. But outside of those three, any other teams really standing out right now?
I'm interested to see what started from CS has been up to. I definitely haven't been keeping up with any kind of weekly or monthly events in Europe. But again, these are some big name players from CS that I recognize. And I've been very casual in watching CS and consuming that content. But somebody Existence, somebody a Happy, even Maniac to an extent, these are players that are kind of just nuts. Given their history.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see if they find a home here, if they find a footing within Valorant, if they want to stay. I think they could be quite quite pointy players in this game that could mimic somebody like a Mixwell, somebody like a Scream that like is going to put up some like serious statistics and is going to make a name for themselves and be kind of like a selling point for some of these teams. So I want to see like that. That's a dark horse team, at least in my book.
Which team did you say again?
Started from CS.
CS. Okay. I was going to say another one that I think kind of floated under the radar is Rix. Did you guys see who's on Rix's roster?
No,
it's Royals. So they signed the Royals squad, who did really well early on, placed some like top eights, top fours and some weeklies and cups like that. But they did really well beating Fabrikan early on, beating some of those Party Parrots. I believe they beat early on as well. So, you know, they could also be, they didn't do as well post like Valhalla and I think Wave. They did an invitational there, but potentially a team that could surprise them. I think they already played today. Yeah, they did. They played JBZZ 113.5, so they're on and through. Fish 123 is on and through to the 16th, round of 16, so is G2.
Joe.
Hello.
Start from CS just... Lost.
They just lost. Very good. Very cool. Great job, guys.
Yay.
Well, you can check that one off the list.
And Fabregan is out as well.
Well, Fabregan, like,
are they really?
I don't even know what kind of roster they were.
I just refreshed this page. Is this? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
Ninjas in Pajamas. Ooh, 13-8, a little bit closer.
It's actually the old Fabregan, by the way. Yeah,
Is this their last event?
Yeah. A lot of this feels like playing from the grave, basically. Same is true for Party Parrots, right?
Yeah, I don't hate. Like,
wait, Party.
What are you gonna do?
Are they just not playing that much?
I genuinely don't know. Like, they might have just forfeit. Like,
wait,
haven't heard much news from that front. But
wait.
It's bizarre.
All these results came in.
They
like
actually
the
lost
5 minutes.
Yo, I'm already tilted at this.
Who lost
this format? Party Parrots. Okay. F this best of one. Lost our game. Haven't played together for 2 weeks. Quite bad moment to leave each other. But it was last official game for Party Parrots. See ya, boys.
Mm. Okay. Well, 4-1 out.
Yo,
best ones, guys. Hey, oh,
such a bad format, dude. Oh my god. Well,
yep. Unlucky. Happens.
I mean, I like the open format because it.
Yeah, like, just do open qualifiers though.
Yeah,
and I don't even think like those even need to be best of one. Like, just like invite people to the
exactly,
open.
Well, exactly.
I guess it wouldn't be open then.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with inviting top four teams or whatever, like teams that have run, like, don't make G2 go through qualifiers. Yeah. If you want to make sure that they're in the big event. Sure. I get that from a TO perspective. But you know,
yeah,
a little bit
I feel like it depends on the scene. In Europe, it makes a lot of sense. Like, if you have 16 team tournaments, then you invite eight. In NA, you can almost go like that's why I kind of liked FaZe. The way they set it up, I think for them it's a 12-4 share, where like 12 teams are invited directly, and so far like the big ones are.
Mm-hmm. FaZe Clan, TSM, T1, Sentinels, C9.
Yeah, I mean that's the bare minimum. Of course, the host is going to invite their team. I have no problem with that. And then they have four qualifier squads. Now, it of course also depends what the qualifiers
look like. Are they doing GSL too?
But, okay. That's an unlucky. Yeah, they have also matches being best of one, which is sort of offset by the fact that you have two qualifiers, but could be better. Like, especially depending on how you do seeding and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do better than.
To be fair, FaZe, like, granted, there's not a ton to talk about with that, just because, like, it's still kind of like we don't even know all the teams that are going to be there. But again, another pretty stacked event in NA that looks good. Mandatory kind of leading the charge in terms of EU, but NA Valorant looking good. You know who's weirdly popping off with Valorant? Japan. Strange enough.
Really?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Yeah, weirdly enough, Japan just quite into Valorant, apparently.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't watched. I saw you tweet about your Lunatic High crew, though. They've got two teams now.
I just saw them. I pulled up the Valorant page because I don't remember what I was writing, but doing something, and I look on the front page of like the Liquipedia Valorant thing, and it has like who was signed and like kind of like a little news feed. And I look and I'm like, wow, that looks like eerily look like the Lunatic High emblem. And I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, that's Lunatic High. I'm like, huh, they signed a team. Look at that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Lunatic High, South Korean Valorant team now.
I'm excited. I've been wanting to watch more of like, because there are some tournaments and stuff going on in mm-hmm. like the Korean region and just kind of other smaller regional tournaments and that kind of part of Asia. And the it's really hard though to find VODs for anything, and it's really hard to find anything that's like, you have to really want to watch it because you don't get really any commentary unless you speak. I could practice my Japanese maybe a little bit on some of those. Some of those
get
Japanese
out some keywords.
Yeah. I just need to know what the Japanese word for inting is, and I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's kind of the big one going on for the week with Mandatory Cup. Anything else you guys want to talk about with the Mandatory Cup, or you guys want to talk about Killjoy a little bit?
Yeah, just go watch Mandatory Cup. Go show the love. FaZe next weekend. And yeah, just be sure to stay tuned. Go to Liquipedia. I know that it's hard to find all the stuff, but we'll try to help you.
Word. All right, let's jump in and see what's going on with Killjoy. All right. Killjoy is the newest Valorant agent, arrives alongside Valorant Act 2. She's from Germany, and they haven't officially classified her agent yet, but it is presumed based on her kit that she is a Sentinel, and she's even been described as such in a few articles, though not confirmed by any sort of source. So that's kind of the big one. Makes sense. Her abilities, I'll read through her abilities, and then I think we'll just kind of go back and talk about them. First one, Alarm Bot, and this is kind of from their blog post, so I'm reading it verbatim from there if it sounds like I'm saying it weird. Alarm Bot, equip and deploy a bot that hunts down enemies who dare to get in range. When my killer robot friend reaches its target, boom! Enemies who get hit are temporarily vulnerable to double damage from all sources, and it can be recalled, similar to like Cypher abilities. Turret. Sometimes it's good to plant some roots. Deploy a turret that fires at enemies within its 180-degree cone. Hold equip to recall the deployment turret. With my turret, I can hold an area pretty well myself, while the other cover the angles I can't. And Nano Swarm. Okay, check this out. Throw the grenade, and when it lands, it goes quiet, then activate this nano swarm to deploy a damaging swarm of nanobots and catch the enemy crying. And then finally, her ultimate, lockdown. You'll have to adjust your timing for the windup, but once you get this device going, it detains all enemies caught in its radius for about 8 seconds. Yeah. Enemies can destroy it, except I built plenty more. So we've got Alarm Bot, Turret, Nano Swarm, and Lockdown. How are you guys? So let's talk about the big elephant in the room here. Turret, right? Turret is kind of the one that I think had the largest reaction. I think the community has been all over the map in how they've perceived this. Some people think it's kind of a cool, helpful little thing. Other people are like, it's Torbjorn 2.0 in Valorant. Mm-hmm. Where Joe, I know you said kind of earlier on that you liked the direction that they went with Killjoy. So does the turret fall into that you're okay with this ability?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Okay, so I like the way that she's like designed visually. Like I like some of the aesthetics to her. I think that she's kind of cool. Like color palette, the abilities themselves, cool, seem fine enough. I enjoy the fact that they're leaning off the gas in terms of the abilities deal damage instead of the abilities are like helping you find the kills and like set you up for success. I think the community is very, very big mad when they see automated damage dealing in terms of turrets and sentries and little things that you can place that just deal damage for you. I think people get like really irritated at that. I don't think the turret's going to be very good at all. And it's basically just a glorified camera that just is going to like see things for you. And that might be a little bit strong, but the damage it deals, it's negligible. I think that the fall off is quite considerable. It only does 180 degrees in front of you, from my understanding. So it's not that big of a deal. You call them all of your friends in ranked and in quick play or unrated. This isn't the hill to die on. The alarm bot, again, I think it's the devil is in the details with these kinds of abilities, along with Nano Swarm. My gripes with Nano Swarm, where it's like, okay, we can have a Molotov that's invisible that can be placed. Can I find it? Can I kill it? Can
yeah,
I destroy
is it like
it?
The cipher, the trip mine, right, where you get close to it and you can see it and you can shoot it before you actually walk through it?
If not, we have a problem. Because if I walk up to a site or somebody walks up to a site and wants to plant a bomb and then they just light on fire, it doesn't seem very fun.
And the Nano Swarm did do so, like they released some basic footage. And the thing about the footage that kind of sucked is it like didn't really show these great scenarios. It's like they threw the alarm bot 5 feet away from the Sage or whatever. So you can't really tell what it looks like stealthed and like how you can engage it and all those things.
Yep.
So Nano Swarm was one of those, the same things where they throw it right under there. It disappears. It activates almost immediately. And within like a second and a half, it feels like the person inside died. Like it felt very much like Orbital Strike levels of destruction DPS and damage. So
it looks like it does a lot. Again, like this is another one of those agents that's like, okay, we're going to have to wait and see. Like just first glances on the abilities, generally speaking, could be useful. I don't think we'll replace anybody anytime soon. But that could change based on, you know, numbers, tuning, how quickly can you deal with some of these stealth characteristics like the alarm bot? How often are you getting the double damage?
I'm a little bit more concerned, believe it or not, about alarm bot. Did you see the one shot body shot with a ghost? So double the damage is kind of scary. Was it? I can't remember. Was it a ghost or was it just a blank pistol?
I think it was just classic.
I think it was a classic pistol and just one shot body shot. And that's kind of scary for like pistol rounds. You buy that, you don't buy anything else and zip it around the corner or whatever. And it feels like a really good defensive play, probably not as good of an offensive play, but
most certainly not. She feels very like defensively sided. I think it's going to feel very similar to like Cypher does, like right now, where it's like, okay, I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing on defense. Like I can lock down this site, I gather information from my team, like I can plant my roots is a good way to kind of describe it. Cypher does very similar job, but kind of is pigeonholed into being this kind of flank denier on attack with like a usefulness with the smokes and like maybe peeking with the camera and like gathering info very slowly. Killjoy doesn't necessarily have that. Like the turret, you can't really like, again, like, can you throw it very far? Like, are you going to be able to kind of scout with it in some like very like generic kind of brute force way? It's just like, I'm just going to throw it out there, see if it gets any shots. If it does, okay, cool. Like, I know somebody's there. But again, like, we don't know how far it can go. Like, can I throw an alarm bot? Maybe that gets destroyed. Mm-hmm. Maybe that can deploy. Yeah. Yeah. It's she's gonna have a hard time finding like what to do. It's like, okay, what do I do with my hands? Like, I have all these gadgets and toys, but like, how do I get them into the site or like around this corner to see what's going on? Cypher has a little bit better job doing that. But again, very similar role, very similar to Cypher. I think the community comparison or reflecting on both of them makes a lot of sense. There is an ability that we are kind of dancing around that I think is causing quite polarizing opinions, and that's our ultimate lockdown.
Interesting.
13-second charge up time, little generator being deployed. Are we concerned?
I'll tell you, like, I don't agree with anything what you guys said, and I cannot believe we're like,
really?
Everything in this character is absolutely on par with the name of it. It's a massively obnoxious design that should never be in this game. It is so unbelievably trash.
Okay. I get the vibe generally speaking. So let's go and break down these abilities, and I need to understand where you're coming
free
from.
Free information through a turret that, like, I don't care what the numbers are. It could literally do nothing and just stand. Why would you have a turret in a game like this? But like, I wrote an article about that very phenomenon. Why would you like purposely like, let me get the button, people off, right? Like,
yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, it starts there, right?
Sure.
So you have a turret ability. It doesn't do like ridiculous damage. I think it's like 8 damage per 0.75 seconds at close range. Yeah, it's
pretty garbage.
It is still like super annoying to double peek these angles to get that free information from that.
I don't disagree.
It's a turret. So, okay. The turret itself, like, it remains to be seen how functional it actually is. Mm-hmm. But you'd be misunderstanding what FPS players want and what, in essence, this game was set to be when you attracted that hardcore audience. And now you're going the other way. Like we said, like, to a degree, yes, I understand where Morello is coming from, saying like, yeah, these abilities aren't really killing people unless, like, okay, they're killing people in the sense that they are forcing you out of cover or you fail to make it out of there, right?
Yeah.
That's not at all the intended message of what your CEO said. Don't give me that.
So
then PR him up. If he doesn't understand what the game is about, PR him up. This is not the expectation you've built for the hardcore audience.
I don't disagree with you at all. And I want to take back, because we haven't gotten to like her overall, like, is she good for the game conversation yet? Basically, I think there's one thing to say, is she a good agent to like, is she overpowered? Because none of these things are inherently overpowered, okay, right? Like turret, alarm bot,
it's
and stuff.
Gonna
these
numbers.
Might honestly
be...
all be trash. And I totally agree with you, Yiska, that these are, no matter what, this is not going to be fun to play against. And
no,
I'm going to hate it every time.
How do you call it Killjoy, dude?
I know.
And then every ability is Killjoy. Like, this is...
I don't think we actually fall far from the tree on the, is this a good, healthy character from the game? I think I'm coming a little bit more from the side of, are people overreacting to the power of her abilities versus the actual implications that it has for the game? And that's where I'm at right now. It's like, turret, I think the most valuable piece of the turret, besides the information you get, is that you essentially force the opponent to like turn the wrong way sometimes because they hear a gun shooting down from the left and you're on the right.
It creates crossfires that you have to deal with, or it will get a lot of value and it's going to be obnoxious. That's where I was bleeding you to with lockdown, where I'm like, okay, now that we're at lockdown, I don't like this hero. I think it's terrible. This is another like giant red flag with me in this game. That's like, huh?
I don't know how lockdown works well enough yet. I think it might actually be the most trash thing ever. One. And I don't think that
takes one. It hits you once. You're like, oh, I'm not happy.
But 13 seconds to not be able to kill it and to be if it's LOS.
I agree. I don't think it's good.
We are still not done with the turret because the big thing about this is that if you think about Phantoms, you know how amazing this is to hitting the breaking point where you only need to hit someone in the head once.
Yeah.
And then the turret finishes up. You know how many kills that little asshole. Don't mind me.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, that's
why you gotta practice that more. Yeah.
My turret timing would be off. But yeah, I think it in terms of breaking points when it hits, and everything is like this. Every ability. And I suppose we should culminate in the ultimate, but even what John said about the one shot body shot
alarm bot.
I think that's stupid.
We don't have to aim now. Is that what we're doing? We're doing body shots now, bro. This
on pistol rounds. Even if it's something that's it does. It does 125 on a body shot with a Phantom or whatever, or something like that. You can one shot body shot with a full buy or something. I'm like,
There should be zero champions or agents that let you get away with worse mechanics in this game. And this is the first one where that is most definitely the case.
I will say that I think. I think I agree generally, but there's a part of me that goes to Riot side here and is like, okay, I get if I'm in a Riot designer's shoes, right? And I'm like, okay, I get that nobody likes shock darts and frag grenades and these direct damage dealing. There's really no nuance to it. I throw it, it explodes, you die. Nobody likes that.
There's hella nuance to them. This game, though,
there is, but they're not what we picked, as Riot has portrayed this game to be. There's already so much just throw it and it deals damage type of abilities. That's how do we get around this eloquently to still feel like the gun is doing most of the job, but these tools are here to assist in that? This feels like the most hard line. But not boundary breaking, where it's like, okay, you're getting real close to being really ridiculous. And if these numbers are too good, she's going to be a little too strong. Or if the timings are too quick, they're not dealing damage, but they might as well be.
Do you know what I'm excited for?
What's that?
I want people to on whatever, split B, put alarm bot right at the door. And a turret just outside to the left. They alarm bot in, blow up, turret shoots him, dead, never even fired a shot. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
And put a nano swarm there too, just to just back a little bit more so you can just activate it as they try to backpedal.
So bad. Oh my God.
What's that? I have to shoot this tripwire and deal with this turret all at the same time because I can't, or I'm slowed, or I'm Sage Orb. So,
and to be fair,
Killjoy. It feels the name checks out.
I just don't know how you can balance these abilities to either just be a hero that never gets played.
Yep.
Because they're so wrapped in foam at that point because of what we're talking about. Mm. That they're just they're not worth running. Or they're oppressive. And so I can't even be let's wait and see the numbers, guys. Maybe, balance them.
Yeah.
Double damage. Do we know how long the double damage lasts? What if the double damage only lasted 2.5 seconds? So you can't
why have it though?
Or does it last 5 seconds? Or does it last the rest of the round? It doesn't say specifically how long that lasts.
Yeah, and it's a fundamental misunderstanding what your hardcore audience you attracted since the start.
I think that I
didn't
think
we like, this didn't people be, say
we
that
can't
about,
hardline that thought though.
People kind of said that though about CypherCam. They kind of said that yes. about the Sova drone,
Recon Arrow, the drone,
Recon Cypher Alt. You could say Resurrection. So like there are abilities that are like inherently anti FPS, and so like while I appreciate that, and I want to get like, and I don't want to like. Say that the only thing I'm trying to say is that there are definitely times where they've departed from the traditional hardcore FPS audience. I agree that this Agreed. I think is further, at least on paper from what we know now, than any of these. Like turret, what if turret was active? Like what if it was an active thing that you went into like a camera? That would be far less oppressive. But right now it's a passive thing, so you can literally, it's like trip mines that shoot.
Yeah.
It gives you the information and it does damage and it's not really counterable right away. And we don't know how quickly the lock on is on it. If is it like,
sure,
you know, Torbjorn where it's like immediately on and bam, 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 bam. Or is it like, zzz, bing, 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 bing. And like the further it, you know, has a speed that it moves left to right and the further off left to right it is, the longer it takes to target acquire. Like,
sure.
If it's stuff like that, like maybe you can do it without even.
Yeah.
Or like maybe you don't know when your turret actually gets diminished. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the numbers definitely make or break this, this agent 100%, but it's like, I still feel it's very fundamentally different to go to present a game and go, okay, guys, look, we got resurrects in this game. We got like wall hack type of abilities in this game. If you want to play this, come hang out. But what you won't see in this game is heroes that kill with abilities. Oh, you're all on board? Okay. You have spent 6 months of your life hardcore grinding this for 12 hours? Sure. Here's a hero. Here's an agent that kills with abilities. It's just like,
well, okay this is like some lawyer speak because she technically doesn't.
Only Nanoswarm right? does, so, right? And that's
if,
a grenade.
If I could tweak the analogy, it would be like, yeah, cool guys, like you guys want to come play our resurrect wall hack game? Like we're never going to give you an ability that kills you, but we are going to create an ability that makes you drop your gun.
I mean that doesn't okay, that's an ability that doesn't depart from the vision communicated.
Yeah.
It's still massively obnoxious.
Yeah, it's going to take one time for this character to work and you're going to hate it.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes.
It doesn't feel good.
But
I don't even know if it's going to feel good to use.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. Exactly. I feel like it's a very trolly pick. Like, and I can already see the Killjoy mains. And they're whatever setting up for their one trap. They get their one kill and then be worthless because they have no other stuff. But I really ruined that other person's day. I just killed with my alarm bot turret nano swarm.
Yeah.
Blockade or whatever.
I think limiting the first steps to like tuning this back, if it is like obnoxious, I think we immediately probably get rid of double damage. And I think you limit how much information you actually get from this character.
It's double damage from all sources, right? So it's not just guns.
Take it out. We don't need it. Stop.
Is it just for you or everyone?
I don't know.
Everyone. As far as I understand. Oh my God.
Like, stop. No, I don't want to just get hit with an alarm bot, have Sova queued up an arrow, and then that just flies in and pops me. Like, please.
Oh my
God. I don't
God.
Want this.
So. Yeah,
it's going like that. It takes once. It's not like it's a general thing, and it's going to happen once to you, and you're going to like, it's going to be the most
Although
obnoxious.
I do kind of have obnoxious experiences though with like Cypher in this way.
Yes.
Where it's like,
I agree.
I get trip mines and then all of a sudden I'm in a cage
and then he's peaked.
Peaked. And then I've got the dart on me and then, or not the dart or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? And like, it's just like, oh, that's really annoying and unfun. But I also think just getting slowed in this game period is really unfun. So,
yeah,
like, I think by that measure, I kind of disqualify a lot of my argument because of like, I don't ever want to be slowed. Stop slowing me.
I, I think it has, like, we're looking at like Alarmbot in a vacuum where it's just like, oh, I've been hit by Alarmbot. But if we're looking at Tripwire specifically as kind of like a mirror, most of the time you just shoot it, it dies, you're not getting the stun. If we read Tripmine like we did Alarmbot, we're like, oh my god, like why do they get information? Why do they get a stun? Why do they get a slow? Why do they control my movement? Like, I can't even move out of it. Like, I think just like Occam's Razor, I think we're probably just going to shoot the alarm bot. It'll just be an info tool. Yeah, it might stun you every like 1 out of 10 times, and it's going to feel really bad. But I think it's that one time that like really kind of paints the picture of the character for a long time. And it's like, I think there are so many other like unique ways to kind of design a hero that doesn't have to just be like direct damage amplification. Again, I think like using games like Overwatch and MOBAs like League of Legends and I don't know, like Dota, this might not necessarily equate to Dota at all, but damage amp's not something that's like you want to toy around with. It's not an easy thing to get right. And I don't think most games have got it right. So it's like, why have it? Why not just have like this cool little robot that you can like stick to a wall that'll just like jump out and hit you and like paint to you, or like, you can see their footsteps. I think it was a pro player or somebody on Twitter that I saw that kind of had an interesting change to paint shells where it's like, well, what if it like did a little bit of damage and then like covered you in paint and you would track footsteps? It's like, oh, cool. Like, it's an interesting and unique way to like give information that isn't just generic like pings on a map or like you can see them through walls. It's, I have to kind of commit myself to seeing where everything is. This feels,
I want to see people walk backward for the fake. You walk backward in paint so that you fake your trail.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I'm about it. I'm kind of down with
it. I already broke that ability.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Like
I don't want to, here's the thing though, is I don't want to poo-poo on it too hard until we get to play it, because I think we've done this before in the past, and then people are like, you guys are really harsh and not fun, and like, it's a video game at the end of the day, and like, and here's the thing, is as much as we want like pure FPS shooter type stuff, like,
yeah,
does that really exist anymore? Even in CSGO? No.
I think it's probably like the last.
Yeah, that's the like last special.
Closest.
After that, it's
but even then, like smokes. Like there's things like there's, you know, like every FPS since, we'll just say since CS:GO, has augmented in some way.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah. I do think that long term, I don't think that Valorant can succeed being a CS:GO clone.
Sure.
So they've got to make some risks there. I think I kind of agree. It seems kind of early to making this type of risk.
It's also like, I don't want this character to ever be viable in a competitive meta. And they dropped this 2 days before the Ignition series.
Lost Joe.
Which hurts a lot as well. The boy back. Boy's back.
The boy's back. he's gone again. Oh, he's back.
So that type of like timing also, like, it's not really only that the agent looks as it does, but it's also the precedent that it sets. And then I also held the precedent of the timing when it comes in. And you can argue that, like, maybe it's just going to be a character that then people can play and, like, really dig, but it's really not going to be, like, it's going to be Symmetra, right?
Could be.
In Overwatch, like, a character that very rarely Bastion, is ever meta.
Kind of lower skill cap, kind of oppressive at lower levels.
Yeah.
Very counterable in higher levels.
Like, that's the sweet spot. And if that's the case, then I don't mind as much, even though at the same time, I still see it being used as a troll pick that will also add toxicity towards the game. And it's also, like, this is where I question, like, how valuable the insight from a internal playtest is. Because imagine playing with 10 people you like Killjoy and going like, ha, oh, you really annoyed us.
Yeah.
If I'm in a ranked game, I already start the game out hating four people on my team. It's already like, and now you got to convince me that I don't.
Yep.
Right. So the framing of that entire experience makes it very different mm-hmm. in how we will conceive of this character. And then, I mean, the ultimate is just like,
it takes one time, 8 seconds. I genuinely think
this is 8 seconds is exactly the amount of time where you survive for six and then you get peaked late and then you have streamers putting holes in their monitors.
Yep.
That's the type of ability that
you just stop playing the game. I might as well just kill me. Just plant a bomb. It explodes. I die. Don't torture me.
Make it a new
like person. Oh, you drop your gun, you're slowed, and you can't do anything. Just kill me.
It's like one of those dreams where like you're trying to scream and wake yourself up, and you just like
dream punching.
Yeah,
where it's like you can't throw anything real hard. Open you can't your do eyes anything to with wake your up.
You're just like
nope. You're just stuck.
Just waiting for the Dementors.
Just put me out of my misery.
No.
I genuinely okay to the YouTube comments in the chat that's like freaking out. I don't think this is going to be very good. I think this will probably be a nice like go button for your team in rank, because we all know in ranked nobody wants to do anything. But when you hear that Killjoy trigger, everybody decides that they're going to do something. It's that last 10 seconds in Overwatch as the wick burns down that everybody decides that they're going to attack the point. I think it's genuinely going to lose you more rounds than it wins you.
Also to the guys in chat. This character is called Killjoy, dude. Like, what is the intention here? How can you?
Yeah, I don't know. I rest my case. This is
not a fun.
No, not a fan.
Yeah.
The next character is going to be called Thrower, and then one after that will be Lever. And then the one after that will be suppress me in chat.
Suppress it's also me.
Griefer, where you can like ooh, put your teammates in a little satchel and throw them in at locations.
Oh wait, we already have that. Oh dang, crazy. Yeah. Weird how that works. It's bad enough that I have to like tell myself, but please stop ulting me. Oh, sorry, bro. Yeah. Hey, can you like quit clipping me with your alt? I'd big appreciate it. I know you got that dart, but like, I think it's a little bit more important that I hold this angle to like help you than it is for you to like get that guy and then through me. It's Valorant. I like it. I like the game. I really do. Don't put in a riot shield. I know it's a big meme now, but like this is the character that makes that believable. These are the characters that's like, is that too far-fetched to think that like the turret the game?
That might be my favorite litmus test now. Are we getting shields?
Don't do
and,
it. Don't
and
do
mechanics
it.
Mechanics that actually qualify as shields. Because like theoretically speaking.
You got wall already.
Yeah, wall is kind of like Orisa shield, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't feel that terrible anymore. So
no, it feels pretty bad.
It feels bad, but
you ever just get walled off and get defused on? Yeah, feels pretty lame.
Yeah, that doesn't happen that often though.
Should
but like
have better positioning, maybe.
Yeah, the thing is, as long as you, as it remains like breakable, sure. With like two people or whatever.
Yeah,
that's fine. But just don't do it anymore. Like, even just something like now for 20, like, for, let's say for 10 seconds, everything that's going to be fired through this, it, like a reverse Baptiste ultimate, basically, where it's like just absorbs a defense matrix window, if you think about it. If they ever do that when it's just time restricted, nah. Like
yeah, here's the thing, though, is like we're gonna get it.
Remain about shooting.
We're gonna get it's it. We're getting four hero Overwatch or agents heroes. Every year.
Oh, something like that.
Right, one every act.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so like we're going to be getting a lot. At the end of next year, we're at 11 right now, I think. So Killjoy is 12. We get two more this year, and we get four more next year. We're going to be getting close to 20 at the end of next year. And there's only it's only 5v5. And you can't switch or swap, which kind of means that there's going to be a lot of bad agents, I think. There's going to be a lot of bad agents.
Hopefully. I genuinely hope that that's the case, so we don't have, you know, shields running around in pro play. Like, if you want that for, you know, ranked play and unrated, just to kind of goof off and it be really, really bad, that's, like, just for fun, okay. Make sure it's really bad, though. Even then, it's like all of these red flags that I've been kind of like complaining about. That's my problem, is that like the speed at which these agents are going to come out, and this is the way that we're kind of like already going with design, makes me very worried. Makes me very concerned that we're going to get something that we didn't know was going to be obnoxious, like a Killjoy, until we see it. And then you get hit with an 8-second torture device. Again, I don't think it's going to hit you very often. I think it's going to lose you more rounds than it wins you. Takes that one time for you to be like, wow, I really wanted to play Valorant today, guys.
I'm going to buy one extra monitor for Valorant. After that, it's back to CS, boys.
It's like Bastion. Yep. It's like that one time where like they have just like, you know, they double shield Bastion. Your team can't get through, can't coordinate. You just die at spawn over and over again, but now you have to do
it for 13 rounds. Yep. Thank God you can forfeit. Thank God this isn't like a incredibly team focused game that you have a little bit of agency over like your team's performance.
Yeah, just go to the other site. Find the site that Killjoy's on, go to the other one.
Just Dodger. Thank God for that.
It's also by chance, right? If you're the developer somehow listening to this and thinking, well, I made a character, like an agent, where the decisions-making process makes it more challenging, and it's like, you got to switch it on and off, and it's more fun because it's a strategical decision. It's not. It's not fun. No. You actively created an agent with the intention of taking fun away. And there's zero doubt in my mind that this agent will cause more negative emotions than positive ones. It's almost impossible for it not to.
I mean, I won't take this on some sort of moral route, but I think there is like a market for those kinds of heroes. The Teemos, the Shakos, the assassin kind of archetype that is about ruining the other person's fun while maximizing your own. I don't think we need a lot of them.
Teemo should have also never been a champion and should have been major rehauled. It's not fun to play against or as. And even if you're the one guy that has fun, if you're destroying four people's fun by running into shrooms,
it's more fun for me, honestly.
It depends on the iteration of that.
But that's the thing. I enjoy that as well. I think you can, like, there are ways that the developers have, like, made that very clear on how you defeat those characters. It's very simple. You buy an item, you win. Period. All you have to do is buy an item.
On the situation where the game was in, because there was definitely, at times, in League of Legends, a shortage of true sight.
Yeah. 100%. Like, there have been a problem.
Do you think that they would
currently?
Do you think that they would ever augment the store with something that's like a whatever? It's like a little turret that you put on your hat, and then if you walk into like the first alarm bot or whatever, it'll just shoot it automatically for you. It costs like 200
probably
credits.
Not.
I don't think so either.
I like the idea though that like the shop itself would give you like some sort of utility. Where, like, you can buy utility in the shop. Like, I wouldn't hate buying, like, a little EMP nade.
Yeah. That's interesting, yeah.
Just throw it in, it breaks all the traps. Like, oh, dang, they found out where Killjoy or Cypher was, and they threw in their little EMP nade. Dang, they paid the tax. They get to cross the bridge.
Here's another thing. Just make it like 5,000, where when someone buys 5,000 for 5,000, they buy a one-way ticket for Killjoy, and then the Killjoy player turns into a phoenix, and we can all have fun. That's worth 5,000.
That'd be a fun game, though. To be fair, like you pay 9K credits to like force somebody to change agents.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of fun.
Buy your other team's guns.
Sure, that'd be kind of interesting.
The more you spend, the worse their guns are. That'd be interesting.
That'd be kind of fun.
Okay. So anyways, overall, like I want to make sure we circle back to this and say.
Yes. To make very clear definitions of what we're trying to say.
Crafting based on about 25 seconds of gameplay and blog that is meant more to be a lore preview than an actual technical document highlighting an agent is going to evoke a response that is ultimately inaccurate from, or could be inaccurate from how it actually plays out. We're reacting based off of the information we have and how we think it'll play out. Sure, we could be more optimistic, and why not be foolhardy with everything is great and fun, and it's all so much fun and great, and everything is good. And I think I've learned after 150 episodes with you guys, that's just not really us. All the time, unless it's a really fun thing.
I'm hype when I'm like, give me something to be hype about, and I'll be over the moon. But this ain't it, Chief.
Can I also just say,
yes,
thematically, a German engineer
that ruins everybody's fun. Oh, sounds like a podcast host, I know.
Come on, man! Like, really. That's your artistic take on that? I mean, her design looks kind of sweet.
I like the aesthetic of Killjoy.
The art is really killer.
Kind of neat.
Yeah.
I like the trailer. The music was sick. Like, the editing. And again, like, I'm not being sarcastic. I genuinely enjoyed what I saw until I saw the agent do the thing that she's supposed to do. That's where I was like, guys, come on. More destroyable things that, like, torture you and... I'm okay with traps, but like,
it's tough.
We gotta be careful.
I don't know. I appreciate the challenge though of like, how many different versions of cages and smokes and stuff do you realistically, Molotovs do you want to put into the game before you're just like, we have to either do something different and it's going to be significantly outside of what is safe, or we have four different basically reskins of whatever else, especially after we get, you know.
Sure.
Four more heroes.
I don't doubt that we'll get our certainly T champion, right? I won't doubt that we'll get a Philios at some point in this game, right? Or a Zoe for the League of Legends fans out there. These like hyper creative to a point where it's like, okay, what game am I playing anymore?
Yeah.
We'll get there. I'm excited to see what that brings. But I'm like, we can still have, you know, this guy has a smoke. He has a Molly. There you go. Champion created. Find little interesting ways that like they differentiate how their Molly works from the next Molly. Like, I don't hate the way that this Molly works as long as the details are feasible, where I'm not just like accidentally running over something and I just get like trip mined and I die. Like, it depends on the details with that. But I don't think we're too far away from just the same Z's ability argument. Like, I think we can still have a lot of these very generic, understandable and kind of like streamlined tactical FPS tools that we've seen in many, many games be iterated on in little interesting ways before we get to turrets and shields. Like, we don't need to go that far yet. Slow down.
Here's another thing. Did we actually need another anchor while we still don't have Viper functional?
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't have anticipated that in the
Is
the purpose to make her functional? Or is the purpose just to add more heroes?
Yeah, I think John's right on that. Where it's just like, we're just chucking them out. You do with them what you want. If it's too good, we'll turn it back. But we're just chugging along. It's not thinking too much on it.
I mean,
if you want to be exciting with it, just have a duelist as one of the.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get plenty of duelists. Don't you worry. I'm sure there will be plenty of.
What kind of a champion is Reyna?
A duelist.
Is that a duelist?
Yep.
Hardly qualifies, I feel like, as a duelist, but yeah.
Again, another one of those that's just like, here you go, guys. Have fun. It's not good.
I mean, it qualifies as a duelist, but it's like Duelist in my mind was entry, and that's not true.
Yeah, I but that's the thing, is I think we're attributing like other games definitions to this game, and that's already not the case.
So what I'm saying is I don't want another Duelist. I want another entry,
right?
Sure. Yeah, the initiators
initiators. So like, and that's the thing, is like Duelists, I think initiator is a better term for Duelist, if that's by Yiska's, of like they're the ones who initiates, they're the one who go in first. Whereas initiators are like Intel pushing and that kind of stuff. Right?
It's another one of those it's the marksman argument back in the day where it's like, we called them AD carries for so long. Like, why are we trying to change the definition on like what a marksman is? Like, what? Like, why did, like, stop trying to like force definitions? Let the let the player base kind of define what that is. Like, we've already started with like stallers, and the duelists don't feel too terribly misplaced.
Jet.
But Reyna, Phoenix, Jet.
Race, Race.
It doesn't feel like a duelist, right?
Race is a duelist. Like,
one of these things don't look like the other. Let me double check, because that doesn't.
Raze is a duelist.
Doesn't feel like it, but again, well, it's really because
they define duelist are self-sufficient fraggers who their team expects through abilities and skills to get high frags and seek out engagements first. It's the most offensive choice and often ranks highly as an attacker.
Yeah. I mean, everything of that is true. It's just we are developing the game into a state where we don't need duelists. We don't need entry characters. We are all like utilitying up to the wazoo, playing like Cypher and Sova. And then we have perfect information and we just pre-fire every angle. Like, it's, and or we clear them out and force people out with utility.
And like, hearing that, my brain already is like, okay, so how do we beat that? It's like, add mobility. And it's like, okay, this is either going to become like Quake or like some crazy Shadowrun stuff, which I'm not mad at Shadowrun, but to what creative ways are you going to counter all of the information gathering you've put in this game? Are you just going to make it harder to kill me through armor, or like a hero that just has increased health? Because that's not fun.
Yeah. No.
Whether it's a shield or not, like if I'm just a juggernaut that just walks in with 400 HP, it's like, that doesn't feel very good.
I wonder if you can do like somebody who can like, it's tough because you'd have to essentially add another hacker, but imagine like a Cypher that's able to like hack a tripwire so it doesn't trip, or it trips at the wrong time to give bad information.
I could be speaking,
like, I think counterplay for a lot of those things, like as soon as you have to shoot at an ability, it becomes much more powerful, right?
Oh, 100%. Like, so, I'm already dictating where you're looking, so I have free reign to do anything within that window you're giving me.
And two of the abilities for Killjoy have to be shot at. Three if you include the
could
ult.
Be four. Could, I mean, the Molly could be shot at. We don't know yet. Like, if we can break the Molly, which I think
we could potentially. I don't know if you can break it. We'll have to see. I'll have to relook at the video.
I'm hoping so. God bless. I hope so.
Really, really quickly.
I mean, there's a lot of counterplay. I think that would help a lot. Like, the turret is said to have 120 HP. Feels a lot. If it was like two bullet Jeech, then it would feel a lot different. And if everything else was destroyable in that case, including the ultimate, by the way.
Like, it is
ultimate. The ultimate is destroyable.
Yeah? Okay, yes. So it's basically like an Orisa Bongo.
It's a Bongo. It's an old shield gen.
Okay.
Yep. So I mean, you have that makes 13 seconds to shoot or LOS this thing.
I think it goes through LOS.
That's, well, see, and that's the thing is, I don't know. Yeah. Based on how it looks, I don't think it does.
If it's not LOS, this ability's trash, and it is what it is. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, I think I think this is going to be like the alarm bell that's like, okay, we have to go now. And I think that will net you more wins than it gains you, or it nets you more losses than it gains you. It's going to be a dinner bell that's like, okay, you have X amount of time. I've put you on a timer. If you don't act within this 10, 13 seconds, you're going to lose. That's going to force people to act, which I think is like the biggest problem in ranked, is like nobody wants to do anything. They just want to sit there and jiggle peek and bake their team. But when you hear Killjoy like place that alt, I think it's just a global dinner bell to like do something, to engage. But I don't think people are good, like intuitively, nobody wants to just like sit back and save, right? They just want to go. Once you hear that, I think you just go and you find that like you're executing onto the sites accidentally to kill this stupid alt.
To be fair, that might just be your six pool brain thinking that. Like, I'm definitely legging it.
I think this is like the Wick in Overwatch. This is the overtime push that wins you the point.
I don't think so. I think this is the thing that you use after you've taken the point and you set it up to like deter defensive pushes. Sure.
You want to do like post plant? Sure.
You find a good spot to plant it, and then you find a cheeky angle to where like it's kind of difficult to. You're in LOS when you are defusing, and like, you know, you kind of like try to play those numbers as much as you can.
I don't think it is LOS based on the energy dome. And I think it should be used like this.
And anything that goes out like this as an ability is LOS.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. But like, for instance, think split. Wait, which one is the one with I think it's, wait, let me really quickly, sorry. But basically like backside, split, Valorant.
Are you talking about B? Like with the newsstand?
How do I not remember this? B side, and then you plant default behind box. Okay. And then you set it up in alley and like it, backside, like towards spawn.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to search for you, right? And your little thing is in the corner, like hidden away. And now you are on the other side and they got a double PQ or whatever. Like, I think it can be very safe in that regard. And also, to a degree, kind of does what Viper does better, maybe?
I don't think so. I think depends. More people are just going to like run in and do, or just stop. I think the punishment from dropping your gun and not being able to do anything, effectively silenced for 8 seconds, is going to force people to save, which I think they probably should be doing anyways. But because it's like low rated or like unranked, they're just running in to have fun. I think it's probably going to build more good habits than it breaks. I think it's probably going to it's going to feel like you're forced to save when you should be saving anyways. I think this is just like a weirdly unintuitive like gift to the enemy. I don't think it's good.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we especially I got big mad about this, but it's more about fundamental game design than efficiency. Yeah,
that's the problem. Like, whether it's good or not, like, we'll have to see the numbers. On its face, it seems kind of interesting. It's just worrisome with how quickly the agents are supposed to be coming and the future agents that are undoubtedly being designed. How far is Riot willing to go with games like this? Are we getting a shield? Are we getting like a juggernaut character? Am I being forced to drop my gun? Are they adding stunts? Like, these are the concepts that I hope aren't just thrown in. Turrets, I think you can tweak and make fun and, you know, appease the market of people who want to just kind of like poo-poo on everybody else and ruin their fun, and that kind of creates fun to them. I understand that. I can sympathize with that. But how far that goes is worrisome. So like, again, first look seems interesting. The power will be in the details. But more generally speaking, that's where our gripes are. Not necessarily just like, oh my God, Riot bad, Killjoy bad. No. I think it's fine. It's again just this air of worry.
Yeah. I'm doing more research on if it needs line of sight or not. seeing if there's anything out there. We'll have to see.
I've heard both ways, so I don't know exactly what to believe. Yeah,
nobody's really played it that we know of yet, that at least has said anything publicly. But chat, thanks so much for hanging out today. Hope you guys had a ton of fun. Hope that you are set up for an amazing weekend. If you like the show, please do consider doing one of the following. Number one, come join us live on Fridays at noon at twitch.tv/kicktripod. And if you really like the show, consider dropping a Twitch sub or a Twitch Prime sub. We really do appreciate it. Big thanks to Kenobi. Is it he?
It is he.
And Kenobi, thanks so much for the sub. Welcome, dude. Hope you had fun watching the games today. And no new iTunes reviews this week, but if you like the show, go leave a 5-star iTunes review. We'll shout you out on the next show. And you can check out the show on YouTube, youtube.com/spikedrop, or get updates on the show at twitter.com/spikedrop. So definitely don't be afraid to do that as well. Other than that, nothing for me this week. Just follow me on Twitter at kicktripod and on Twitch at twitch.tv/kicktripod. And that's it. Joe, what about you, man? Shout outs for the week. Where can people find you?
You can find me on all the socials at Volamel. That's VOLAMEL. This week, to kind of close out the week, I think it is live. So GG Recon is doing their own Overwatch Awards. So if you're into Overwatch, into, you know, thinking about who should be getting nods and who is award worthy, check that out. It's going to be kind of all week long. So a lot of pundits there kind of giving their takes. And yeah, pretty much. And then we'll see what comes next week. Maybe some mandatory cup review, maybe some Valorant stuff, some Killjoy early looks, maybe expanding on the thoughts that we had here today. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Yusuke, what about you, man? Shout outs for the week. Where can people find you?
I mean, pretty much the same what Joe said, like contributing to the season awards. We already had two that are out now, added like most improved player to it, which I think is a very worthwhile award as well. And then yeah, I'm going to keep up with mandatory. At least G2 made it through, I just saw, so at least we're going to see some good Valorant at this event. Of course other teams, the good teams, will also make it, I'm sure. So we'll see. Hopefully we're going to see some good Valorant. And then, is anything going on currently? Like, is there another cup going on in NA that you guys know?
No, FaZe is next weekend, and then we have OWL this weekend. Other than that, yeah, nothing too crazy.
I had a busy week, okay?
Yeah, actually, no, there isn't, right? Questions.
Yeah, not in NA, at least. Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Unless it's like a weekly.
Yeah, like, okay. Oh, there's the Summer Bomb Cup? And it has like 5,000. It's like August 1st, 2nd. Teams are Cloud9, 100 Thieves, TSM, Gen.G, Immortals, T1, Envy, Sentinels.
The 30 bomb Summer Cup. That doesn't look too terrible. I'll check it out.
Yeah, that's a...
Sentinels will win this stick. One, and it still won't be good enough for these two knuckleheads.
No.
If Sentinels do good here, we'll have to talk about it. Killjoy took up a little bit of the show, but definitely have to rethink how, at least particularly my arguments around the top rated teams in NA. So it's not cut and dry anymore.
Yeah,
it was a good performance from him.
All right, chat, we're out of here. Thanks so much for hanging out. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you Monday for you crouchers out there. Otherwise, we'll see you next Friday for Spike Drop 17.